Wilbur safe, man. But Clay, I understand this doesn't make sense because I love bacon. If you told me I only got to keep one meat, pigs might be number one for me. I mean, right after cows for sure.
I love steaks. I can't imagine ever giving up a steak. 300 years from now, though, there probably will be, I can see it happening, Buck, a demand that we tear down all the statues of the meat eaters. How dare they have ever eaten other animals? Like, I can see in 300 years us being judged for this. In the meantime, I'm going to enjoy my nice juicy steak.
I was going to say, are we going to get ahead of this and start eating some well-seasoned crickets, Clay? Perhaps some cockroaches to get ahead of this problem?
I don't think those are going to taste very good.
Bill Gates.
That's my theory. I know that's what Democrats
Bill
want.
Bill Gates is going to be very upset with you on that one. And everybody else out there eating the steaks. Team, good to have Clay back in the mix after vacation last week. Clay, you look tanned, ready, and rested, sir. So, looks like it's a success.
I'm ready for the fall. I'm going to be on the road for college football. On the road. We're both going to be on the road, I think, next week in Salt Lake City. We're going to be out in a lot of these battleground states helping to fight for truth, justice, the American way. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And knowing is half the battle.
I love that G.I. Joe show back in the
great.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. That's blinds, T-E-R.com. Can you read a tape measure and turn a screwdriver? If so, you can enjoy our custom blinds, shades, and shutters and save money by doing it yourself. I'm so confident you can install our blinds, if for any reason your blinds don't fit, even if it was your mistake, we'll remake the blinds in the size you need free of charge. You only pay shipping.
And for Clay and Buck listeners, use the promo code Clay and Buck and save 45%. That's blinds.com.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled returns? The Biden administration has proposed an $80 billion plan to boost IRS collections. That means wage garnishments, bank account levies, and yes, they can take your home. For the past 13 years, Tax Network USA has developed proven strategies to reduce and even eliminate tax debts. Call the Tax Network USA Relief Hotline now at 800-520-6807. That's 800-520-6807.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden and the First Lady in Kentucky meeting with families and viewing damage from storms that have resulted in the worst flooding in Kentucky's history. At least 37 people died since last month's deluge. Senate Democrats passing their long-sought-after economic legislation. The tax and spend bill now goes to the House.
The estimated $740 billion package is less than the trillions Democrats were initially pushing, but it still checks off many of the costly items liberals were hoping for. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell summed up GOP opposition, tweeting, quote, "Americans' priorities are crystal clear. Inflation, the economy, crime, and the border." His tweet continued, quote, "But not one Senate Democrat would agree to take one dime out of their Green New Deal nonsense to cut inflation, fight crime, or secure the border." Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at townhall.com, the captain of the first grain ship to arrive out of Ukraine under an international agreement spoke to reporters at the dock in Turkey.
Ahmet Yücel Ali Baylor is the man at the helm of the PolarNet, a Turkish-flagged ship that unloaded cargo at the Ukrainian port of Chernomorsk before the Russian invasion in February. He says this sad incident happened. War broke out, and the port was under blockade by the Ukrainian military. They were finally able to leave on Friday, forming a convoy with two other ships and a harbor guide near Odessa, then followed a predetermined 17-leg route through dangerous corridors that had been cleared and demined. The latitudes, longitudes, and positions were provided by the Joint Coordination Center. They arrived at the Turkish port of Derinje today with a 12,000-ton load of grain, the first of a dozen ships authorized to sail under the deal between Ukraine and Russia, brokered by Turkey and the United Nations. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. About 300,000 students are back to hitting the books as the Clark County School District begins classes. Some things to remember as the new school year gets underway. There is no COVID-19 mask mandate, but students and employees can wear one if they choose. All students are eligible for free school meals. In fact, the program's going to be running through the 2024-2025 school year. The big change, salad bars are returning after being put on hiatus during the COVID-19 pandemic. Increased security measures are now in place, including new perimeter fencing and a single point of entry. The district is adjusting start and end times for more of half of its 360 campuses in an effort to improve school bus on-time rates. Well, for the fourth time since May, human remains have been found at Lake Mead. The skeletal remains were found Saturday morning. That was at Swim Beach. Remember, on May 1st, a barrel with human remains was found near Hemingway Harbor. Less than a week later, skeletal remains were found at Colville Bay. Now partial remains were found at Swim Beach on July 25th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A little bit of congestion through the resort area right now of Interstate 15, northbound at Spring Mountain, southbound at Flamingo. You're averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour through there. And remember, the HOV lanes are under repair throughout the month of August on the 15 between Tropicana and Warm Springs.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, August 8th, the first day of school. Hard to believe it, but it's here. Summer is so darn short. I'm always pleased to introduce a friend and a guy that knows a lot about a lot. He is Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us now. Victor, how was your weekend, my friend?
It was really nice. Thank you. I hope you had a wonderful one as well.
The last one before schools are back in session. Tell me about the preparation in your family.
Well, it's just a lot of, do we have the uniforms? Do we have the books, the supplies that we need? And what did we forget at the last minute? But I think we're going to be ready. So,
and you guys open up when?
Next week. So we've got one more week until my older kids go back.
I purposely went out to Starbucks this morning, and because I've got an elementary school right down the street, like a block away. I just wanted to see what was going on. And, man, I tell you, the place was buzzing, and kids were queuing up to go into school, and the buses were unloading and all of that. Is CCSD ready for this? And any early reports on how things are going?
Well, I mean, it really depends where you're at in CCSD. I mean, I kind of did a thing over the weekend looking at where the teacher vacancies are. And if you're at a high-performing school, the odds are extremely good that, you know, your students and everyone at that school will have a full-time classroom teacher. And if you're going to a low-performing school, there's a very solid chance you won't have a full-time teacher. So, I think CCSD, it's like they kind of get the big things wrong in terms of, obviously being able to get teachers. But I'm sure they're doing the best they can, you know, with what they have. But it's just, there's just not enough staffing.
Well, tell me how this happens. I mean, is this by happenstance? Is this by design? You've got what they call Title I schools, and they get special stuff from the government. Can you talk about how this happens?
Well, there's lots of factors. I mean, the biggest one is obviously the coronavirus. And I think, a lot of teachers didn't enjoy teaching online, didn't enjoy the stress. There's been kind of this demographic problem looming where you've got a whole bunch of teachers approaching retirement, and with the way the retirement system's set up, you basically are almost losing money to go back to work. And so, you know, I think you're just going to see a lot of teachers see that 30 years, or if they purchase time, you know, less than 30 years, and say, look, I'm at the end of the rope. I'm basically going to collect as much in PERS as I would teaching. Why in the world would I keep doing this? And you know, so I think that's kind of the, you know, a couple of the larger scale problems. And then, you know, CCSD just does a terrible job of retaining the teachers that it has. I mean, it's always been able to hire hundreds and hundreds of teachers each year. It's just they also lose lots of teachers. And, you know, obviously that's multifaceted. You know, when you've got young professionals who, you know, predominantly women, you're going to lose some of them just because they want to go be moms. So that's understandable. But, you know, the district and teachers have been speaking up for a long time, just saying, you know, look, we don't like the environment. We don't like the leadership. And that's what happens when you've got one system trying to meet the demands of 300,000 students, 40,000 employees. It just doesn't work.
So we keep throwing more and more and more money. I think the legislature in the last session kicked in $500 million of additional revenue. And I guess my question is, if stuff's not getting better, then what's going on? I mean, do we stay down this same old path?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You know, I mean, it's the decades long lesson that no one seems to learn. You can't fix a broken system by throwing more money at it. And that's what happens. Obviously, the legislature did that. The federal government did that with the, you know, the bailout funds that they got. I mean, they've had so much money. It just kind of boggles the mind, and you just don't have the results. And this is what happens when you have a top down system that you're trying to force everyone into. You know, you could just take a fraction of the money that the district spends, give it to parents. I think there would be tens of thousands of parents who would be willing to homeschool or find private schools. And all of a sudden, look, you're solving your teacher shortage by, you know, getting kids out of the classroom into better alternatives for them. But, you know, it's just so much of it is empire building. And when you come to government, you know, it's not about, well, what's best for the kids. It's, well, how do I expand the pie? And you don't expand your own little fiefdom when you give people options.
I want to take you back to your column this weekend, which I thought was fascinating. And it's headlined, Worst CCSD Schools Have the Most Teacher Vacancies. How is it that that happens? I mean, all these teachers get tossed into a pool, so to speak. How is it that the worst CCSD schools have the most teacher vacancies?
Well, the teachers, you know, they start applying for, you know, say you've got a 5-star school and you've got a 1-star school. They both post a job opening. You know, it's not some central administrator saying, well, this person's a good fit. I'm going to send them to the 1-star school. What happens is the teachers apply for the vacancies. And so guess where people are going to apply? They're going to apply to the better school. I mean, it's an easier job. It's, you know, often closer to where people live in the suburbs. And so what happens is, you know, as teachers get experience and they're in the district, they start moving to these better performing schools. And so, you know, what happens at these lower performing schools is you basically get this death spiral where, you know, the kids are doing badly. And so the teachers want out. But when you don't have great teachers, the kids keep doing badly. And so it just kind of starts this downward spiral. But I mean, that's what's happening. You know, you're going to get paid the same if you teach at, you know, Green Valley High School, or if you teach at a Bonanza. And guess what? Most people are going to choose to go to Green Valley or to, you know, to some of these schools out in the suburbs. And, you know, what the district needs to do is they need to start paying people more to teach at these lower performing schools. They've got to incentivize people to go where it's harder.
Do they not have incentives now? I mean, I was under the impression that with Title I, there's more federal money coming into certain schools, and so they have more money to throw at teachers. Is that not happening?
Well, they have more money, but, I mean, if there's no teacher, I mean, it's kind of both, right? It's the school itself has more money. They receive more money per student, but they can't just, you know, magically create these teachers. And so these teachers – you know, have the choice of where do they want to apply. And so if, you know, if there's openings spread throughout the district, what happens is teachers start migrating to the better schools. And so, you know, even though these Title I schools have more money, they aren't able to to attract the teachers. And then the other thing that the district does is they take an average cost for teachers. So, you know, a first year teacher might cost, you know, $70,000 in total compensation, and a really experienced teacher might cost, you know, $120,000. And the district says, well, the average teacher cost is $90,000 or something like that. And so, you know, even if you're teaching at the school with all these experienced teachers, the school is only charged the average teacher amount. And so that's another reason that you can have all these experienced teachers at one school, and, you know, in theory, they're still receiving less money per pupil because the district's charging them an average teacher amount. It's not actually charging the school how much those teachers are earning.
So there are some kids, and by the way, joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We've got one group of students that are sitting in a classroom today, and they've got fully accredited, licensed teachers. Then we've got this other group that are with subs. What kind of an education are they getting? And is it as good as the ones that are with accredited teachers?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of teacher accreditation. I think you could get rid of that. But, I mean, certainly the more experienced teachers are going to do a better job, you know, in almost every case than a substitute who, you know, is either a long-term substitute, or it could just be a substitute who's in and out. You know, they're there for a few days and then they move on, or the kids are shuffled between classrooms because they couldn't find a substitute that day. I mean, those kids are just getting the short end of the stick. Absolutely. They're not getting as good of an education. And it's something the district needs to do something about. But, you know, for a variety of reasons, they're just not taking the steps necessary to help those kids.
So give me your best guess. And I know this is just off the top of your head, but how do we make all kids the same in the eyes of CCSD, where they all get accredited teachers, they all get money and books and all kinds of stuff. Tell me how we do this. How do we level the playing field?
Well, I don't think every kid, you know, gets the same thing, and, you know, you can't get the same thing. But what I think the district needs to do is they need to say, you know, these kids are the high need kids, and so how do we get the best teachers into the highest need areas? Because what happens right now is, you know, you have these schools in the suburbs, and yes, they have really good teachers, and no doubt those teachers are helping, but basically their families will kind of push them along regardless of teacher quality. I mean, that's a little bit of a generalization there, obviously. But what the district needs to do is it needs to say, all right, you know, this school has got a 15% proficiency rate in reading. Well, let's get our best elementary school teachers, and let's pay them $10,000 more to come here, you know, or $20,000 more. And basically, instead of giving these across-the-board pay increases, what they should have done is they should have said, you know, here's more money if you're teaching in a higher needs school. And that's how, you know, it's like, would you rather go, you know, take a job in Las Vegas or in a third world country? Well, you'd probably rather come to Las Vegas. And so how do companies, private sector companies, get people to go to undesirable locations? They pay them more. It's not a radical concept, unless, of course, you work for the school district.
Indeed. More with Victor Jakes. The United States Senate was busy over the weekend. They usually are off on weekends. They were working, but I don't think you're going to like what they did. We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Here's that number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Over the weekend, Catherine Cortez Masto cast what ended up being the deciding vote on the Build Back Better Light bill. Joining us, as he does every Monday, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Victor, what do you make of what happened over the weekend? How much damage is this going to do to our country?
Well, a lot. I mean, the spending is not sustainable. That's a given. In terms of the short term, it's certainly not bringing down inflation. I don't know how anyone buys this idea that, oh, we've got, you know, things are too expensive, and what we're going to do is we're going to pump a whole bunch of government money into the economy, into, you know, unproductive services that people don't otherwise want. It's like, wait, that's like how you get more inflation. And so, you know, even though this is called the Inflation Reduction Act, it's going to do nothing of the sort. And I think it's going to do a lot of economic harm.
Is there any consensus? I know that they trotted out when they were talking about Build Back Better how 17 noted economists said that this was going to be good for the economy, that kind of thing. Is there anything like that or any studies that are out about what this is going to mean? I've seen Wharton School and others weighing in.
Yeah, the Wharton School did an analysis, and it basically shows very little effect. I kind of boost inflation in the for the couple of years, and then, you know, supposedly will reduce inflation in 10 years. But, you know, what happens with all of these programs is they basically